AP Sports, I'm Chuck Freeman. What could be one of the all-time great basketball Hall of Fame classes, among the finalists, Dirk Nowitzki, Paul Gasol, Dwayne Wade, Tony Parker, and Coach Greg Popovich, the 2023 class will be announced Saturday, induction in August. In the NBA, shorthanded Washington got 32 from Kristaps Porzingis, and Washington surprised Boston 130-111. Porzingis says the fast start was the key.
They were just playing uphill the whole game against us. We were rolling, everything was happening for us, and they were just playing uphill. So
Toronto down Miami 106-92. Milwaukee wins its fifth straight Central Division title because Atlanta defeated Cleveland 120-118. It was Memphis topping Orlando 113-108. Charlotte's PJ Washington had a career-high 43, and the Hornets topped Oklahoma City. Golden State rallied in the second half to beat New Orleans. Brooklyn will be shutting down guard Ben Simmons for the rest of the season. NHL, Edmonton outworked Vegas 7-4. It was Tampa snapping their four-game skid, a 4-0 shutout of Carolina. Here's Lightning coach John Cooper.
They're a really good team. Like, we've played, I guess, two best teams in the East in the last couple days here, and we didn't get any points out of the Boston game, but I thought we took some steps forward, and I thought the guys got rewarded tonight.
Boston ends their seven-game winning streak. They were beaten by Nashville 2-1. Yusei Saros stopped 35 shots for Nashville. Calgary beat Los Angeles 2-1. Jacob Markstrom was spectacular. He made 32 saves. Dallas topped Chicago 4-1. It was St. Louis taking down Vancouver. Detroit beat Pittsburgh. New York Rangers over Columbus. Philadelphia beat Montreal, and San Jose topped Winnipeg. The NFL owners are meeting in Phoenix this week. Two groups have submitted bids to buy the Washington Commanders. Owner Dan Snyder is asking $6 billion for the franchise. Also, owners approved that players other than offensive and defensive linemen will be allowed to wear the number zero. NIT finals are set for Thursday. It'll be UAB versus North Texas. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.